This morning, we're talking health and kids and how we can keep them swimming up the health stream.
Highway to Health for Vector Health, making you number one.
This morning, Glenn, we want to know why our kids from as young as 8 years of age should be doing strength and conditioning work.
I guess there's two reasons. One is to build long-term habits of exercise. So whether they're an athlete, whether they're a kid playing Xbox at home, it doesn't really matter. It's all about understanding why you're there, what you're meant to do, and teaching them how to do the right thing. If you play football or contact sport, or if you do rowing, the forces you generate in those two sports alone are far greater than any load that we're most likely to put on that particular athlete until they're fairly advanced in their teenage years, I'd say.
Yeah.
Most of our work in the gym is really to try and create like lumbar or spinal stability so that they don't injure their backs.
Rowing the boats for the kids should happen gently down the stream at first, shouldn't it?
I would say that most of the rowing coaches we work with, it is all technique and that first.
Would kids get the same sort of body problems with, say, the rowing and like the sitting in front of a machine for a good couple of hours as well?
Yeah, it's interesting because, I mean, pain is usually, you know, a symptom of dysfunction, if you like. I mean, so there's something that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
If you sat in front of a computer or something like that for a long time, sitting down, I know that I can go to the gym and lift load, and my back would hurt less if I lifted load than if I was to go and sit down for 3 hours.
Yeah.
So we talked about that a few weeks ago, and that sitting down for a long period of time, any sustained posture, too much of one thing is usually not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can definitely get the same type of pain from doing two different things, even though one is physically very hard and one is physically not so hard. And our job in that context is to assess a person, and our job as coaches in that context is to assess a person to understand why, and if we can't understand, if we don't have the skill set to understand why, then it's to send them to someone who's going to understand the why.
I guess having a better understanding of it will help the inspiration and to reach that goal of, well, I'm not going to be hurting just sitting in front of a computer or going for my training session or whatever it might be. The understanding brings the inspiration as well as the goal.
Yeah, for sure, because I guess if you don't have a purpose, you don't have a purpose of why, when things get tough, that's when it can be very hard to keep going or to keep doing some of the mundane things that are going to work for you. So our job as coaches and for a parent that's listening, you should be able to ask us kind of any question that relates to why we're doing what we're doing. We should be able to give you an answer in your language, to explain in your language, to understand why is your son lifting this weight? Why aren't they lifting weights? Why is my daughter trying to do chin-ups? What benefits are you going to give her? What sport is she doing? If they're a netball player, what is the point of lifting a weight as a netball player? Is there a point? Well, yes, there is. But in some contexts, you're better off doing really basic core stability, understanding how to land properly to not have a knee injury. Because we can get far more out of somebody by teaching them how to land than to try and make them squat a whole bunch of weight.
That makes sense.
If we're teaching the kids strength and conditioning from an early age, it should help prevent injuries as they move through life as well.
It's going to be
good for
our hip
pocket. Because they'll be in good habits.
Yeah, so definitely reduce, we call it reduction and risk of injury. There's a lot of people that talk about injury prevention, and the context is risk reduction, because you can't prevent an injury happening. Like, we can't prevent you getting squashed in a tackle. However, we hope, and the research would suggest, that by having better mechanics and having better strength and having a better balance of strength will mean that maybe you're at less risk of having that particular injury, or you're less risk of having a severe injury. We know if we can keep a teenager exercising through that end of school era, they're more likely to keep exercising into their early adulthood, which is good for everyone in terms of reducing the big issues in Australia, like the chronic disease, obesity epidemic, those sort of things.
Thanks so much for joining us again this morning, Glenn from Vector Health. See you tomorrow.
No worries. Thank you very much for your time.
Are you going down for a training session tomorrow?
Every couple of days,
mate. Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.
Central Queensland's
Triple M.
Triple M.